Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez spreads fake news about Donald Trump Jr. criminal conspiracy. By John Nolte on March 1, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, has been caught spreading a lie about Donald Trump Jr. being part of a criminal conspiracy. Isimi, Rep. Connick got Cohen to testify that Don Jr. is the second executive involved in criminal conspiracy. Ocasio-Cortez tweeted on Friday, adding that this is a big deal. But all Ocasio-Cortez is doing here is spreading a lie told by the prison-bound Michael Cohen during his congressional testimony this week. All of this nonsense surrounds the perfectly legal hush money President Trump paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. She blackmailed the president during the campaign and threatened to go public with the claim the two of them had a one-night stand a dozen years ago. He ended up paying her off, which is not illegal. On Wednesday, Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, asked Cohen about the money. The exchange went like this. Mr. Khanna, the criminal charge against you then states that Executive 1 forwarded your invoice to someone referred to as Executive 2. Presumably Donald Trump Jr., who's signing this check as Executive 2, correct? Mr. Cohen, I believe so. Mr. Khanna, are you telling us, Mr. Cohen, that the president directed transactions in conspiracy with Alan Weisselberg and his son, Donald Trump Jr., as part of a criminal conspiracy of financial fraud, is that your testimony today? Mr. Cohen, yes. The only problem is that none of that is true, as the Wall Street Journal made clear on Wednesday. In the afternoon session, Mr. Cohen identified the president's son, apparently incorrectly, as an unnamed Trump Organization executive referenced in the charging documents filed against him by federal prosecutors in New York. The executives were referenced in connection with the plan to reimburse Mr. Cohen for the payment to Stormy Daniels. In the charging document, federal prosecutors said the first executive, Mr. Weisselberg, forwarded an invoice from Mr. Cohen to the second executive, and it was approved. The Journal has previously identified Executive 1 as Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg. Mr. Cohen testified today that Executive 2 in the charging document was Donald Trump Jr. To sum up, A. Trump Jr. was not identified in the charging document and B. There is no criminal conspiracy, as Ocasio-Cortez alleges. Even after being confronted with the facts, Ocasio-Cortez chose to double down. To begin with, paying off a blackmailing porn star with your own money is not illegal, nor does it prove the two of them slept together. As Cohen mentioned in his testimony, Trump has been forced to pay off liars in the past. Most importantly, the worst Trump is guilty of here, and he's not, is a campaign finance violation. Democrats and dirty cops in the Justice Department want us to believe the payoff should have been listed on Trump's campaign finance reports as a campaign expense. Even if that were true, and it's not, the worst-case scenario is the campaign being hit with a fine. The reason this is not a campaign finance violation is simple. Trump has been paying off this kind of blackmail for decades. Cohen admitted that during his testimony, which means this is not a campaign finance violation because you only have to report something as a campaign expense if that expense is specific to the campaign. In other words, if you would have incurred this expense if you were not running for office, there is no requirement to report the expense. If Trump has been making these payoffs going back more than a decade, if there is a pattern of Trump incurring these expenses to protect his reputation, marriage, and private life, then there is no way this is a campaign expense. Although she has only been in the U.S. House of Representatives a couple of months, Ocasio-Cortez has already been caught deceiving voters on numerous occasions. The world will end in 12 years. My Green New Deal document is not my document. Alex from the Bronx is really Alexandria from wealthy Westchester. I'm Jewish. ICE commits human rights abuses. The Pentagon misplaced $21 trillion. The unemployment rate is low because people are working two jobs. And I missed a few. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.